Ubit opens AI agent cards to everyone. Waitlist now live. Ubit said on June 23rd that it is opening agent cards, a payment card built for an AI agent rather than a person, to all users. The product first shipped for businesses. The company is now taking individual signups through a public waitlist, so access is staged rather than instant. The idea is direct. Instead of an agent borrowing your card details or routing through a shared corporate account, it gets a card of its own. The owner stays the one who funds it and sets the limits. A card for software, not a person. Most cards assume a human at the point of sale, tapping a phone or entering a code. Agent cards invert that. The cardholder is a piece of software that books a service, pays an API bill, or settles a subscription without a person clicking through checkout each time. That matters because autonomous spending is the part of AI agents that has lagged. An agent can draft an email or compare flights, but paying has meant handing it stored card numbers, which is hard to scope and harder to revoke cleanly. A dedicated card gives each agent its own credential to fund, cap, and shut off on its own. Ubit ran this with businesses first, where the use case is clearest. Procurement bots, automated vendor payments, per-team budgets. Opening it to individuals is the broader and less proven step. A separate track from Ubit's tap-to-pay card. Ubit is known for tap-to-pay crypto spending, letting users pay in-store from a crypto balance through its app. Its consumer card product runs on the Visa network, the same rails most crypto cards ride to reach everyday merchants. Agent cards are a separate track aimed at machine-initiated payments. The June 23rd post does not restate fees, funding assets, or supported regions for the public tier, and Ubit has not published those details alongside the waitlist. Treat anything beyond the waitlist is open to everyone, as not yet confirmed until the company publishes terms. Worth watching before you sign up: a card an agent can spend from is also a card an agent can spend from when it misbehaves. The practical questions are the ones Ubit has not answered yet. Hard spending caps, merchant or category controls, how fast a card can be frozen, and who is liable if an agent overspends or is manipulated into a bad payment. Standard prepaid card limits apply too, including that pre-authorization merchants such as hotels and car rentals can decline cards that hold funds differently than a normal credit line. For now, the actionable step is small. If agentic payments fit something you are building or testing, join the waitlist and wait for terms. There is no public rate, fee schedule, or launch date to act on yet, and the rollout is gated, so being early in line is the only thing on offer today. The signal is the bigger story. Putting a real fundable card in the hands of an autonomous agent and offering it to consumers rather than only enterprises is one of the first concrete moves toward agents that transact without a human in the loop,